Well, your thoughts on the game?
Well, I think in the end it was a very disappointing night. Obviously, we're really fighting for 3 points to keep us in the hunt and the playoffs. And it was a tough game for us. I thought Mansfield played really well and they caught us on the counter a lot, didn't they? I thought they had a good game plan. And we didn't quite rise to our recent performances today. We pushed them really close and possibly, you know, we felt that we could have got that winner. But in the end, it's actually gone against us. So we're really disappointed. But what can we do? We have to move on now. 3 games left. You have to go for maximum points to give ourselves any chance.
And I suppose it kind of played into Mansfield's hands, the fact that that first goal was conceded, because then they could sit in and play on the counter, and game plan was out of the window then for Exeter City.
Well, I think, you know, they set up to press us. They had a decent counter attack and they were using that, you know, and it was effective. You know, unfortunately on the day we maybe didn't take a couple of our chances and maybe we started a little slowly, but these things do happen. It's just a shame that I think that's been symptomatic of us too often throughout the season. And unfortunately it's broken our run. You know, we've had a good unbeaten run. But, you know, the season hasn't been one loss on that game. You know, that it's a shame that it's stopped now. But we've had too many of those this season that have put us in a position where we're looking for other people to drop points instead of focusing our own. So it's very disappointing, but you know, there's always things to work on, and we just, on the night, we didn't quite get enough right in some key areas, and fair play to Mansfield, they took advantage of it.
Looking at the second half performance, the changes Tis made changed the shape. It seemed to give Exeter a bit more impetus and gave it a really good go.
Well, that's, I think that's a job for players who aren't starting. When you are called upon, your job is to impact the game. So I think it was me and Alex came on. I think it was just me and Alex, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. Our job is to really impact that game as best we can. We went to a three at the back, and Alex went to wing back. So we were trying to get around them, get crosses in, and create chances. And we did that really. I felt quite strongly. But then they had that goal from a throw in. So just when we picked up enough head of speed, they got the goal, which unfortunately sunk us a little bit. And you can see there's a lot of tired bodies out there. They put in so much effort, and this time of the year, and to play Saturday, Tuesday again, there was some tired. But that last 10 minutes you could see was a struggle for some of the lads, so it was a disappointing end. But you know, that's football. You know, it's two teams going for it. Just because we want it more doesn't mean that we're going to win it. They had their game plan, and fair play, they stood to it well.
I mean, a lot of the fans will now look at the table with Wimbledon being 5 points clear with a game in hand, saying, you know, this is it, it's over. I mean, what's the players' view on that?
Well, I think as a professional, I've been in long enough to know that you can't worry about other teams. You've got enough to worry about on your own, trust me. And we cannot look at other people. Fair play to Wimbledon for winning their games. They're focusing on themselves and they're doing what they need to do. We can only work on our own play. We need to work on our own game and just every Saturday focus on ourselves. If we've come away with 9 points out of nine and we're in the playoffs come the end, fantastic. But we can't go looking around at their results all the time worrying. We've got to focus on ourselves. And That's part of the experience, is that the more you look at others, you start taking attention off your own and you'll slip up. And, you know, today just shows that these teams in the Football League, lots of these games are close. They're on knife edges all the time. You can't just predict that you're going to win. People may have looked at that and thought, a home game, well, that's definitely us for a win, and they're looking towards the Rovers. You have to get past these teams first, you know, and fair play to Mansfield. They had a good game tonight, and we couldn't rise to it quite enough. So we're going to a really tough game now against Rovers, who are absolutely flying, and it's going to be a massive occasion, but we've got to rise to it.
And I suppose there's even, if you don't make the playoffs, There's a pride there to get the 9 points, just to end the season on a high.
Definitely. Well, you know, first of all, you're looking at the Rovers game. That's a derby game. That's a big game. You know, they're desperate to get automatic promotion. We're chasing playoffs, so it's a massive, massive game. You know, there's no need for there's going to be not much needed to pump you up to get really up for that one. And then the last two, well, you've got the last home game that you want to win, and Luton away, which is traditionally a really tough game. So we've just got to focus on ourselves. As I keep saying, it's really that simple. Focus on yourselves to win those games, and give yourselves the best chance we can to finish as high as we can. If it makes the playoffs, fantastic. If the other team do their own job, then that's their business. Good for them. We can only focus on ourselves.
Okay, thank you.